Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Rich Yonaker didn't make it to his last UNC at Duke game. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Not sure how I missed it, but just heard that Yonaker, the infamous Chickie of the 1977-80 Tar Heels, passed away on March 3rd, 2 days before Carolina turned its season around with the dramatic 94-81 upset at Cameron Indoor. Man, time flies. More than 43 years earlier, Yonaker inadvertently created the cheer that has stuck with basketball ever since. His lefty shot from the corner cleared the basket completely as the Cameron Crazies began chanting, "Air ball, air ball." It wasn't all Chickie's fault. As you may remember, Dean Smith didn't want to play against Duke's zone and decided to hold the ball unless the Blue Devils came out into a man-to-man. Near the end of the first half, with Carolina down 7-0, a tight Chickie let fly with his team's only shot and invented something for the ages. Yonick is remembered for more than that 7-0 game in which Carolina played Duke even up in the second half and lost 47-40. 1 week later, the Tar Heels avenged that defeat in championship game of the 1979 ACC tournament in Greensboro. In 1977, after senior center Tom Lagarde was lost for the season with a knee injury, Chickie became part of Smith's three-headed monster, Jan Wolfson, joining fellow freshmen Jeff Wolf and Steve Kraft-Sisson, rotating to give UNC some presence in the middle, while Phil Ford, Waller Davis, Mike O'Korn, and John Kuster did their thing all the way to the NCAA championship game lost to Marquette. Ironically, Chickie's air ball and the whole Jan Wolfson legend might never have happened if Smith had offered a scholarship to Mike Chiminski, who wanted to go to Carolina and wound up anchoring Duke's zone as ACC Player of the Year. Yonica's wild style of play, flailing arms, diving for loose balls, and general joy de vivre for the game actually became a model for Duke and other teams to emulate in the years ahead. Rich Chickie Yonaker won 5 assorted ACC championships and didn't come back much to Chapel Hill after returning to his home state of Ohio. But the floppy-haired one with the big smile won't be forgotten. Soon, another sad story. Adamola Okalaja, dead at 46. This is Archansky. See ya.